A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the future of young goalkeeper Dean Henderson, and talks over his position at Manchester United have reportedly reached a critical stage. The 23-year-old has spent the last two seasons on loan at Sheffield United and has impressed enough to attract the attentions of Chelsea, for example. David De Gea remains in possession of the gloves at Old Trafford, and Henderson wants assurances over his chances of playing for the club in the near future. At 23, and after playing regularly for the Blades over the last two seasons, he doesn't want to sit on the bench for the Red Devils, and he wants to continue his development as a keeper. And Sky Sports is reporting that the next fortnight is critical in discussions between player and club, as United look to convince him his future is at Old Trafford. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is a big fan of the young stopper, and he seems to be the natural successor to De Gea, but with the Spaniard under contract until 2023 and the highest paid player at United, he's unlikely to be moved on easily. Elsewhere, and another player who could be moving on is Alexis Sanchez, as he's reported to have said yes to a contract offer to join Inter Milan on a permanent basis. Sanchez has been on loan at the San Siro for the season and is expected to leave United on a full-time basis at the end of this campaign. And Gazzetta dello Sport is suggesting that Sanchez has given willingness to accept a three-year offer from Inter, which would be worth €7 million a year. And finally for the bulletin, Manchester United have been linked with a move for Aston Villa midfielder Jack Grealish, although reports lately have suggested that the interest is cooling depending on what happens with their pursuit of Jadon Sancho from Borussia Dortmund. But if they were interested on Grealish in the future, the latest reports are suggesting that Arsenal have thrown their hat into the ring in a move for the Villa maestro. However, the reports are suggesting that no official inquiry has been made as yet, just interest shown in a potential deal for Grealish. That's all for now. We'll have more later.